This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, December 28th. Flight delays continue to plague the nation and those who are trying to either fly home from their Christmas cruise or fly out to a New Year's cruise. On a Monday, nearly 4,000 flights were canceled in the U.S. and over 7,000 delays, most of them being from Southwest Airlines. We're also receiving emails from people that had to cancel this weekend's cruise because of not being able to get out of their city, and a family from Chicago trying to return from their Christmas cruise who can't get out of Miami till later on today. Another reason to always have travel insurance. And the Port of Galveston just welcomed their 1 millionth cruise passenger in 2022. On December 22nd, Kathy Wade of Dallas, Texas, and her family were boarding Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas. Wade said it was their sixth cruise of the year, with several of them being on Adventure of the Seas. When the final numbers are out for this year, Galveston will have set a new record over 2019, where they saw just over 1.1 million cruisers embark. With Royal Caribbean having just opened their new terminal in November and MSC reportedly in negotiations to add yet another terminal there, it seems as if 2023 will also be a good year for the Texas port. And finally, an update on a story we told you about last week. We reported that Coral Princess had to change their itinerary after it was announced that the ship had to undergo hull scrubbing before it could complete its planned call into New Zealand. Princess explained that they were, quote, taking proactive measures to remove a species of mollusks not native to the area so that there is no unintended transfer in particular areas of New Zealand. New Zealand's biosecurity division reports that about 6% of ships have to undergo some kind of hull scrubbing in order to prevent those transfers into the harbors and to protect the waters. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 2%, 7.67. Royal Caribbean down 2% as well, 48.90. And Norwegian down 3.5%, 12.54. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Do you have a story or a tip to report? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.